Mr. Speaker, Chief of Staff of the Office of the President, Secretary to the President, Deputy Chief of Staff, the Headmaster, staff, students, and alumni of PRESEC, Legon, Board Chair, Managing Director, and staff of Prime Time Limited, fellow Ghanaians, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome all of you warmly to Jubilee House, the seat of our nation's presidency. It is not every day that you have the Right Honourable Speaker of Parliament leading a delegation of past and present students of his alma mater to the seat of the presidency. Certainly, his presence here today is for good historic reasons. I'm glad to see two other contemporaries of mine, Professor William Asumani and Dr. Yabus, here at Jubilee House. And I've taken note of the sobriquet Mugabe you have applied to Professor Asumani. I assume that the speaker, Dr. Yeboah-Amoah, and Professor and I are all of us four who are contemporaries. Fall into this category of Mugabes. It's become an annual tradition since I became President of the Republic for the owners of the National Science and Maths Quiz and the organizers of the competition to visit Jubilee House. This year is the turn of the Odadiers, who impressed the whole nation with their performance in the competition. You were second last year, and you have gone a step further this year to the ultimate position. So I applaud the contestants, Isaac Kufi Jemfi, Benjamin Kwanza Nketsia, and perhaps the most famous of them all, Daniel Kekili Gabeto. And the reserve player, Faith Cyril, for ensuring trophy number 6 came finally to PRESEC. Indeed, having gone nearly a decade without winning the trophy, it is entirely fitting that the Akufo-Addo graduates, i.e. the first batch of beneficiaries of the free SHS policy, were the ones to have ended PRESEC's trophy drought. So I also share in your success. I indicated that PRESEC's 80th anniversary celebration that the school has become, for me and for many Ghanaians, one of the best senior high schools, if not the best, in our country. Indeed, winning your 6th title means that you are now the undisputed kings of the National Science and Maths Quiz competition. As an honorary Odadiah, I am proud of this achievement. The credit for it goes to past and present management, teaching and non-teaching staff, alumni and students. A big aiku to all of you. The quiz mistress for the competition, Dr. Elsie Kaufman, the organizers, Prime Time, and the sponsors continue to have the appreciation of a grateful nation for this excellent initiative. Some of you may not know it, but I am a person of deep Presbyterian origins. Both my maternal and paternal ancestries are replete with Presbyterians. My own parents were staunch Presbyterians who were regular worshippers at the Presbyterian Church of the Resurrection at Mokola, Accra. I was baptized there a Presbyterian, as were my 3 siblings, but I was confirmed in Anglican as a result of the secondary school I attended, a development that never sat comfortably with my parents. I say all this to show you how proud I am of my Presbyterian heritage and to tell you that I feel very much at home with you since I was brought up in a Presbyterian environment. Precectives continue to make their mark and play significant roles in the development of our country. And there are indeed quite a number of precectors in my government. I must also state for the record that in this current parliament, the seventh of our nation's fourth republic, precectors produced the highest number of MPs. i.e. 14 from any one school. I'm particularly excited about this because 12 out of the 14 members of parliament are members of my party, the New Patriotic Party. Long may that continue. I have to add that I'm not sure my research is accurate, but I don't believe that the speaker himself is part of the 14, so it should be 15 who are there. The attachment of Ghanaians to this competition is further proof, if anywhere needed, of the recognition of the important role science and technology play in the socioeconomic development of any nation. That is why the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation have stepped up efforts to develop a potent science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM education model for Ghana that will stimulate the interest of pupils and students in engineering, sciences, and technology right from the basic level. It is the aim of government to enroll more science students so as to achieve our initial target of 60% science students in our technical institutions. Government this year is training some 9,000 basic school teachers in the delivery of STEM education. In addition, 4,400 basic schools are being equipped with STEM equipment. The construction of 20 STEM centers across the country will commence soon, with the project also including the supply and installation of educational equipment and training of teachers and instructors. Congratulations are in order once again to Presbyterian Senior High School on their victory, and I wish the contestants in particular the very best of luck and God's blessings in all their future endeavors. I urge them to remember at all times the words of the school's motto, In lumine tu videbimus lumen, in their light we shall see light. I wish you well and more successes in the years and decades ahead. The best years of Presec and indeed of our nation lie ahead of us. May God bless Presbyterian Boys Senior High School Legon and us all, and may God bless our homeland Ghana and make her great and strong. I thank you for your attention.